The nave is the body of the church. The first thing you will probably see is that there are no pews in the nave. Movable chairs are an innovation that allow for flexibility for different arrangements when there are various kinds of services or celebrations. Become aware of the wondrous physical space of the nave and its beautiful arches, the anointed crosses under the windows, and the architectural details and elements. Take a look at the stone walls. Well, they're not really stone. The walls were faux finished and deliberately painted to resemble stone blocks. Many visitors are fascinated when they learn that much of the architectural details are actually painted in with a faux finishing. Notice the clear windows. In the 1994 renovation, the old German stained glass was removed as a symbolic act to allow the congregation to see the surrounding buildings and create a connection with the local community and the city of Louisville. The clear glass is closer to what was in place when the cathedral was first built. The German stained glass can be seen in the Patterson Education Center's front windows. The Abel Chapel is the Eucharistic chapel where the Blessed Sacrament is reserved for taking to the sick. The chapel is also a place for private devotion. You enter it on the right side of the sanctuary.
The congregation that worships here is marked by diversity. On any given Sunday, a millionaire could be sitting next to a homeless person, all worshiping together. And the diversity really enriches, I think, our experience of God and our experience of the body of Christ in this place.
This has been a place of deep meaning for so many people. Many of these people, most of these people, are unknown or unsung. But then there are many very well-known people who have worshiped and experienced life here in this nave of the Cathedral of the Assumption. For example, Muhammad Ali, who once led an interfaith procession within these walls. Dorothy Day, the social activist. Thomas Merton, the internationally known monk and writer. When he first came to Kentucky in 1941, one of his first places to visit was the Cathedral of the Assumption, and he visited here at various times during his years at Gethsemane Abbey.
One of the famous visitors to the cathedral was the renowned Thomas Merton. To hear about Thomas Merton, enter in 501.